September 8th, 2014. So I was 12. Here we go. Warning, this will be long due to 2 days of stuff happening. Grandma and Grandpa's was okay, but I spent the whole time with my cousin. I'll just call her S, because it feels mean to say her real name, especially because she was only like 8 at the time that this was written, so. And she eventually started to get annoying. We made these haunted house videos on my iPad, and so after S said one of her lines, she actually said,
"Wasn't that good acting? Do you think that was good acting?"
And was all arrogant about it. Last time I saw her, she said,
"I think I'm better at this. Not trying to be mean."
I mean, she was 8. She was only 8. It's not that serious. For Grandpa's birthday presents, S and I wrote "You Rock" and "Rock on rocks we found there. Okay, first of all, that is probably the lamest gift I've ever heard. It's the thought that counts. After I drew a heart and swirls on mine, she did the same. Ugh. Okay, I don't see how that's a big deal. I was always super infuriated with my little cousin because sometimes she'd copy me. But like, that is so stupid to get mad at. It's a rock. Relax. We screamed for the videos and sang, so my voice hurt so much that night. Okay, so the videos. Let me explain. So there was this app, and I wish I could remember the name of it, but basically you could make movie trailers on it. So like you'd pick a genre or whatever, like horror or romance or action, and then it would add in music for you and stuff like that. So anyway, we would create horror movie trailers on there. And I so badly wish I had those videos saved because I remember bits and pieces. Like I remember trying to get a shot of my mom's silhouette in a doorway. I remember asking her to be in it. And like, I remember taking an angle of just my feet while I ran. And then it like faded to black and I added a scream. It was so funny. I would do anything to be able to watch them, but I think they're deleted from existence, as they should be, probably. Anyway, S wouldn't stop grabbing my iPad, and she wanted to see one of my videos, and wouldn't stop insisting and begging. She also read my texts and was like,
"Who's this? Who's this?"
When I asked her if she wanted to be Anna or Elsa in our game, oh my gosh, we used to pretend we were Anna and Elsa from Frozen. Good times. When I asked her if she wanted to be Anna or Elsa in our game, she said Anna. And when she finished singing "For the First Time in Forever" and "Do You Want to Build a Snowman," it was finally my turn to act and sing. But what does she say after I had been listening and waiting?
"I want to play something else."
So unfair. Then she was saying how she's a mini-me. No. No, she is not. That's in caps, by the way. She is not a mini-me. She was begging that I stay the night and kept on saying,
"Let's ask your dad."
After I told her that I wanted to make it to the scavenger hunt thing with my friends the next morning, she was like,
"No, please, please, just stay the night."
She always does this, like I'm her personal entertainment and like I don't get to choose what I do. I've been wondering, should I stop being so nice? I think I'll start standing up for myself and saying no for once. Jay made this Disney princess parody song about fire to sing at the camp talent show, and I get such a tiny part. And this Disney princess thing was my idea. I love how all of my diary entries are angry. Like, I don't think there's a single one where I'm just like, "Oh, I had a nice day reading a book and seeing my friends." It's always just rage. I got two lines of Belle, and Liana, Jay's friend, got Ariel, which had 20 to 30 lines. Jay is being Mulan, I think. That night it hit me. I should make my own thing. Oh my gosh. All right, so this was my first time writing a script. This is where it all began. No, just kidding. I actually did write like a 2-page script though for this talent show. It was a Disney Princess parody. I was very proud of it. And my friends and I did end up performing it for the talent show. And usually I try not to think about it because it is very cringy. So, okay, moving on. I think Marin and I are officially friends. She watches the same TV shows I do, and we played foosball together, and we were on the same team for the scavenger hunt. Aw, this is kind of sad because I have barely any recollection of Marin. I can kind of picture her face, but not really. That's sad that we never actually became really good friends. Guess what? Sasha went. I think Kara brought her. I didn't even talk to them there because we weren't on the same team. Afterwards, we had ice cream. I got strawberry. And we got 31 pictures. For the take a pic of your team member doing a Disney pose, I did Ariel on the rock from the Part of Your World reprise scene. But I was really on one of those big red target balls outside. We went to McDonald's for a pic, but one of the workers said they aren't allowed to be in pics there. She was so grumpy. When we told her we wouldn't post it anywhere on the internet, she finally agreed to be in the pic, but just walked off when we thanked her. I got a letter from Sam. Sam is one of my cousins. I've only actually met her like twice though, because she lives really far away, but she's really cool. She and I were pen pals for a while. I also finished reading 13 Treasures last night. I'd give it 3 stars or 2.5. Wow, that's not a very good score. This is funny though, because I was actually just thinking about that book a couple weeks ago. I'd almost forgotten about it. From what I can remember, it was about fairies in some kind of hunt for 13 magic items or something. I don't know. I remember being kind of bored when I read it, though. Okay, so that is all for now. I hope this was somewhat entertaining. Bye, guys.